This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The coronavirus infection rate is surging in the U.S., and the nation's top infectious disease expert is pushing Americans to act with more urgency to protect themselves. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Tony Fauci says the worst is yet to come.
It is how we respond to that challenge that's going to determine what the ultimate endpoint is going to be.
As Fauci urged Americans to hunker down, the CDC's recommending gatherings of 50 or more people be canceled or postponed over the next 2 months. New York's school system, the nation's biggest, is shutting down. Still, President Trump says the nation has tremendous control over the virus's spread.
We're going to all be great. We're going to be so good.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
On the advice of public health professionals and after seeing the effects of locking down much of the public life in places like China, governments across the world are putting in place more and more restrictions as they try to stop the coronavirus from spreading. Meanwhile, the medical impact of the new virus is coming into sharper focus. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
COVID-19's true fatality rate isn't yet known, but Dr. Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health says it appears 10 times higher than the flu. While most people have had mild to moderate illness and recovered, it's more serious for the elderly and those who have other health problems. Some 60% of adults in the U.S. have at least one underlying health condition, and 42% have two or more. Most people get fever and cough, sometimes fatigue or shortness of breath, and recover after about 2 weeks. Chinese scientists report about 15% have developed severe disease, including pneumonia. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more information on the coronavirus, please visit us at voanews.com and search coronavirus or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Asian stock exchanges plummeted across the board Monday in the first trading session since the U.S. Federal Reserve announced it was cutting its key interest rate to near zero to respond to the deadly novel coronavirus pandemic. Asian market analyst Jackson Wong says investors are very concerned about the latest spread of the coronavirus in Europe and the U.S.
The overall coronavirus cases in Italy or in the U.S. are still soaring. Investors still worry about the situation can worsen, and that will bring the global economy to a stall.
The global economy has come to a virtual standstill as it is, as countries work to halt the spread of the coronavirus. Democratic presidential candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders clashed over their record Sunday as they offered plans for combating the coronavirus. Reuters' Gloria So has more.
Presidential candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders faced off at Sunday night's Democratic debate in Washington amidst the coronavirus crisis in the U.S. Originally meant to be held in Arizona, fears over the virus prompted the debate's move to the nation's capital. Some had expected the two candidates to find some common ground during a national emergency. However, the pandemic only amplified their ideological differences. Biden frequently talked about immediate steps he would take to curb the virus's spread, such as building temporary hospitals and calling on the U.S. military to help respond to the outbreak. Contrary to Biden's warlike, hardline stance, Sanders used the crisis as a platform to discuss his Medicare for All proposal, emphasizing that the virus has only amplified the need for a government-run healthcare system.
That is Reuters' Gloria So reporting. Israel's President Reuven Rivlin has denied Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the right to forge a ruling party, even after Netanyahu secured the most votes in the country's third election. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
Israeli opposition leader Benny Gantz will be given the first opportunity to form a new government, according to Israel's president on Sunday. Gantz, the leader of Israel's Blue and White Party, received 61 votes in the Knesset, mandating that President Reuven Rivlin allow Gantz to appoint a speaker from his party and begin pushing legislation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party received the most votes in the early March elections, but failed to receive the support of enough allies in parliament to give his party control. Gantz will now have a month to form a coalition in the Knesset. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A Japanese court on Monday sentenced a former home care employee to hang for knifing to death 19 disabled people and injuring two dozen others in the deadliest mass attack in post-World War II Japan. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.